Hey, what's going on, friends? This is the Simply Love Jesus podcast, where we explore life and faith through the lens of one question, which is, what does it mean to simply love Jesus? And I want to come to you today with a little bit of a life update, but mainly some reflections. This episode's going to be a little different. There's not going to be, you know, fancy music with a big point, a big bottom line, and you know, all this stuff that we want to kind of give to you guys freely. I'm not even going to edit this episode. It's just going to be raw audio is what it is. And we get what we get. Just because I've just been thinking a lot lately. And I really think that some of the things that I've been thinking about may be, I don't know if helpful is the right word. But hopefully it will at least resonate with some people. Sometimes we don't really need answers in life. We just need to feel heard. And this little reflection isn't really wanting to offer answers. It's just wanting to hopefully give you a space to feel heard as you hear me kind of just reflect on some things that have been going on lately. So recently my book came out, and you can get it on Amazon. You can get it off of our website. It's the book Simply Love Jesus. And for those who know, I've been working on this book for a really long time. I mean, it was like 7 years I was working on this thing. But even before that, before the book, it really just comes out of a desire for me to have purpose and to chase after purpose and what I believe my dreams are. You know, for the longest time, I mean, honestly, as long as I can remember, I think as far back as, I think 15. It's the earliest I can remember. I've always wanted to be a person of importance. Not in a prideful, like I want to be important or whatever. But in the sense that I've never been okay with the idea that I'm just going to grow up and get a 9-to-5 job and marry someone and have kids and they grow old and I grow old and that's my happy life. I've never wanted that. And to be honest, the idea of it is the most terrifying thing ever. Ever since I was a kid, I remember my tita, who's my mom's mom, so my mom's side of the family is all Puerto Rican. Sorry, I just went on a, got distracted. She passed away a couple of years ago. So just thinking about her. She used to always tell me that I was going to change the world, that I was anointed by God. And even when I was little. And I think that imparted on me this inherent desire to be someone whose life would influence other people, young adults and Christians, for generations after I die. And so as long as I can remember, even when I didn't really embrace kind of just the prophecies she put on my life, and it was even just me, but my head in the clouds, I've always even just daydreamed about being someone who gives purpose to other people, to be someone who's not, this is going to sound bad, but like whose life isn't for nothing. And I know my life won't ever be for nothing, and no one's life will ever be for nothing. Each of us were designed with purpose, for a purpose, and on purpose. But for me, the idea of my life not being for nothing is tied to what I would call an ordinary life. Like the idea, like my life having purpose and not being for nothing for me is tied to living a life that is not ordinary. To like, my biggest fear is to just, you know, be 70 years old with books that nobody read, a podcast that nobody listened to, a YouTube channel that nobody cared about, ideas that nobody wanted to listen to. And the only person whose thoughts of mine were important were me. Like, I was the only person who thought my thoughts were important or interesting or inspiring in any way. And for me, that is the scariest idea. I've wanted to live my life where it has purpose and meaning. And for me, and it's different for you, I'm not saying that if your life doesn't look like what I want my life to be, that your life does not purpose. Like you have your desires and your heart's desires. You may want to just have a 9-to-5 job, have a wife, kids, family, grow old together. And that is your happy dream. And for you, if that's your dream, like, please, like, I will pray for you, because I want people's dreams to come true. But as for me, like, I want my dreams are that my life wouldn't be what I would call ordinary. That for me, it would have a legacy, to have my life leaves a legacy, and it changes people and it helps people for long after I die, that there would be someone that is inspired and loves Jesus more and just has revelations on what it means to love God, to love Jesus, to love people, to bring glory and honor to the kingdom. That's what I've wanted for my life. And tied to that is for me, the mission of teaching others what it means to simply love Jesus, because that was the question that we based this ministry off of. What does it mean to simply love Jesus? That was a question that God put on my life, and it changed my life. Like, that was a question he put on my heart when I was 19 years old, and it changed my life forever. And it changed the way I see Jesus. It changed the way I see the church, the Bible. It changed literally everything for me. And ever since I was 19 and God put that question on my heart, it has been my mission and goal to impart that question and the revelation that it struck into my mind, and to give that to other people. So I say all that to say that was a huge motivator to why I wrote this book, because the book isn't just about, you know, teaching people the meaning to this question. It's not about having a fun idea that I think might be important. No, for me, like, that, this book represents the beginning. Well, for me, it's not even the beginning. It's supposed to just be the pinnacle of, but I guess in reality, it is just the beginning of leaving a legacy and creating a legacy. So I've been working on this book for a long time. Say all that to say. And it came out a couple weeks ago, November 5th. And when it came out, we had a big book release party. And if you were there, like, so thankful that you came to our book release party. And I really appreciate the support. My team really appreciates the support. And it really meant a lot to us. But I've been struggling ever since, because something happened. When the book came out and we had the book release party, I was setting up all day. And the party happened, and it was good. I don't think I talked to enough people like I wanted to. I was like more focused on it just going well and going according to schedule. But I had a good time. Like I was, it was a surreal moment. And but as soon as I got home, as soon as I got home, like the first thing that I felt after I unpacked everything, the first thing I felt was just like, okay, now what? Like that's it. I work on this book and hammer myself into this vision and purpose and all this stuff. Also that after I finish the book and I come out with the book and I publish it, also that what I think is, all right, what's next? Like that's it. That's it. That's now I just already moved on. I'm already wanting to go to the next thing. Like it. And it messes with me so bad to this day. It's just been wrecking me for weeks. Because I expected to feel different. I expected to, I don't know. I expected to, I think I just expected to like myself more. You know, like I expected to be more proud of myself. To feel more secure in myself. I mean, for those who know me and have listened to this podcast for a while know that I've had a big struggle with loneliness. I was diagnosed with chronic depression when I was in fifth grade, something like that. And I have anxiety and stuff like that. And so I've struggled for a long time. Especially with just when it comes to self-image and feeling just misunderstood and struggle with liking myself, liking who I am, and I thought that like because coming out with this book is a big deal, and it really should have. I wanted it to be this like catalytic moment. For not just my ministry, but for me, like I wanted it to be this moment where I felt proud of myself and this moment where I felt more secure in who I am and what I do. And like I would have been able to walk with confidence that like, oh yeah, like I'm Caleb Davis. I'm an author. Like, and I could walk with that kind of confidence. Like, yeah, I'm a minister who's been an ordained minister, who's an author, who's a youth pastor, and I, you know, did all these things, and I just, you know, you just like, just feel proud of yourself. Like, I thought, I expected that I would just be able to like, this is who I am, and have that moment, and just feel totally just accomplished. And I don't feel any different now than I did a year ago in terms of how I view myself. Like I don't feel more proud. I don't feel more accomplished. I don't feel more successful. I don't feel happier with myself or like myself anymore. Excuse me. Sorry, I told you this was unedited. I hiccuped, so whatever. I expected to just feel different. Feel like I've arrived a little bit more. And in reality, I feel just as unimportant now as I did while I was writing the book and when I really first set on this journey. And I think it's just part of it is coming to the, it messes with me and upsets me so much to feel that way. Because now the fear is this how I'm always going to feel? because I want to travel. I've wanted to travel for a long, long time. I have wanted to travel and preach and share God's love with people across the nation, to speak at like churches and conferences. And, you know, I'll be honest, I've really wanted that. I've wanted to be able, like, you don't know this because I've never shared this. I, for years, would daydream. I'm a big daydreamer. I would daydream about being like a guest speaker at one of these big conferences, like Passion or Catalyst or Big Stuff. Like, I've daydreamed about being a guest speaker at my favorite summer camp when I was in high school, Big Stuff camps. And I wanted to like travel and know that like people would want to connect with me and collaborate and invite me to speak at places. And I would want to be able to have so many offers that I'd have to start saying no to people and just be traveling. And not for the sake, like, please try to hear my heart. Like, it's not for like the fame. It's not for the attention. It's for the legacy. It is for the desire to help other people love Jesus and see Jesus the way that I see Jesus. Because I want to leave a legacy. I believe God had given me something that is, it changed my life, and I believe it can change the world. I really do believe it can change the church. I really believe that if people saw Jesus the way that I see Jesus, like, their lives would be totally different. And yeah, that's why I've wanted to travel, and I want to speak at places, and I want to continue to write and know that there's like another young adult out there who just longs to also do that. And I could see potential in that person. I would just say like, yo, like, let me disciple you, like, come and follow me. Like, let's love Jesus together and do ministry. And let me give to you what I never had for myself. Let me, you know, mentor and give you what I wish I would have had. And I don't know. I went on a tangent. My fear is that if I feel this way now, that I'm gonna feel that way, feel how I feel now, forever. Like, I'm afraid that, like, if I go, let's say I achieve what I am wanting for myself, you know, let's say I get to go speak at camps or speak at these churches or have these people want to collaborate with me or get these phone calls from people I've dreamed to work with. Let's say I get these phone calls and they want to work with me and all this other stuff. And, you know, all this dreams comes true and I can start, you know, people want to connect with me and I can come across a young adult on the street who's just like, yo, you're the way you see Jesus, like, it's changed my life. Like, you just have those moments. The fear is that I'm going to have those things and that they're going to happen. And I'm just going to feel the way that I feel right now. Like, I'm just going to be like, okay, what's next? Okay. All right, like, I don't know, man. It is, it's really been messing with me. It's been really, really messing with me. I think the reality is, I think it's just coming to terms with the reality that your accomplishments and the work that you put into things will not change how you view yourself. That's something that you have to work on. That's a heart issue that you have to overcome. That's a heart issue that has to be overcome by God. It's not something you can change, but like that's not a thing that there's never going to be enough books that I can write or places that I can speak at. There's never going to be enough people I could collaborate with, or there's not going to be enough people who have been inspired by what God has put on my heart and that I've worked to share with them. There's not going to be enough of those experiences that will just change how you view yourself. And maybe this is how people become prideful. Maybe this is how maybe that is how you have these that negative stereotype that comes with, you know, like a celebrity culture. Maybe that's how that's how they gather that negative, stereotypical, exclusive, don't talk to me, too famous for you, whatever, like that. Maybe that's how it happens, is people not knowing how to, maybe the reason that happens is it is people who still struggle with viewing themselves the same as they did before they got famous. I don't know if you're following me on that train of thought, but what if this is how people become prideful? This is how people become exclusive or whatever, is because at the end of the day, even when they got what they were looking for and what they wanted, it didn't change how they felt about themselves. And so in the process and how they have processed that and reacted to that shaped them into a person who's now overcompensating for this view of themselves, and they're overcoming with the overcompensating for the insecurities that they feel about themselves. Maybe that is how it happens. I don't know. But I know that I think it's just coming to terms with, like, I can't write enough books to change how I feel. There's not going to be enough people who listen to my podcast or our ministry or enough people whose lives are changed by this to change how I feel about myself. Like, that's something I have to give to God. That's something I have to talk to him about. But I've prayed for years. I've prayed for years for God to help me like myself. Like, I don't like myself. You know, I remember the first time I even admitted that. I could still hear the conversation I had with a friend when they asked, like, "Do you even like yourself?" And I was like, "No." Like, none of that's going to change that. Now, that doesn't change what I do. You know, this isn't making me question what I do. My mission, my feelings don't change my mission. Like, my mission's going to happen. I'm going to run after my mission and my call, what I believe my calling is. I'm going to run after that because my feelings are relevant to that. That probably sounds harsher than I mean it. I don't mean it in a, you know, harsh way. I just mean that, like, you know, my mission is more important than my feelings. And so how I feel isn't going to change that. I'm still going to write books. I'm still, you know, I'm already working on the next 3 books. So you know, some of the books that I'm going to be writing, the next one that I'm writing is the sequel to Simply Love Jesus. It's called Simply Love People. That's going to be a fun one. There's going to be a lot of stuff in that. The next one after that, I'm also working on a fiction series for young adults. I don't know what the name of it's going to be, but the short version is it's going to be about this this Hispanic boy and his dad, they move to a new city, and the kid starts getting bullied at school, and the dad tells this kid, hey, we're going to go on a fishing trip with one of my coworkers. The coworker is the dad of the bully who's bullying the main character. And while they're on the boat, the bully and the kid, they get lost. They get thrown off of the boat. They wake up in this alternate reality, not reality. They wake up in this like almost pocket dimension, and they realize they're in this like pocket world where pirates exist, like in the Bermuda Triangle. And so they somehow they unlock this like portal into like this pirate world, and they have to work together to the bully and the main character have to work together to navigate through this pirate world to get back home. So that's like a fiction series that I'm working on right now. And then I'm working on an ebook for parents on how as a Christian parent to parent their teens. I think I'm just going to call it like 3 steps to Christian parenting. I don't know. Helping you understand your teenager. I don't know what I'll call it. But so those are like projects I'm working on. I say all that to say, like, I'm still going to write books. We're still Simply Love Jesus. We're still going to do our best. And I'm sorry we haven't been consistent enough. I'm trying to be more organized. I am not an organized person, but we're trying to be more consistent. We're currently, I'm currently working on writing the content for all of next year. And so I'm really excited for the stuff that we have for you guys. Like, I think you're really going to like it. It's going to be a really fun journey for 2022 in terms of the content that we're putting out for you on our YouTube, our podcast, and our blog. I really got to be more consistent with that blog. Like, I haven't made a post in forever. Anyways, so how I'm feeling right now doesn't change what I'm going to do. Like, I'm not questioning what I'm doing with my life. I know what I'm doing with my life. I'm just wrestling with how I feel about it right now. Like, I'm just wrestling with this feeling of expecting to feel more proud of myself. And like, the reality is, like, I thought I would feel more important, but I don't. Like, I don't feel important. I don't feel like my life has affected other people. I don't feel like the things that I do matter. And I know that's not true. Like, I know I can count on my hand people, names. I could call somebody right now, someone who I know my life and my ministry has affected and changed. I know there are people who have been affected by what I've done. There are students that I've discipled. They're still my disciples, and I love them, and they love me. And I know that, but I know that in my head, but I don't believe it in my heart. Its relation to me does not connect with me. Like, I know that I was the one who God used to impact these other people's life. But the joy and the happiness and the sense of accomplishment and fulfillment, the sense of like, you did good work, does not connect with my heart. It's just like a more work that I go do, and I serve people because I love people. But the love that I give for other people doesn't feel reciprocated back to me. And what I mean by that is, like, the love that I give people, I don't show to myself. And I thought that, like, coming out with this book, I thought that coming out with this book and writing it and finishing it, as much as I pray it influences and helps someone else's life, like, I really was hoping that coming out with this book would help me to show myself the kind of love that I want to give to other people. The love that I have for other people is, like, I mean, I would die I would die for my friends. I would die for my enemies, just so that they know that they are loved. I don't know anyone else who, I don't mean this in a prideful or selfish way, but I honestly don't know anyone who loves people, God's creation, as much as I do. There are people who have just done awful things that I will still show love and kindness to. And it's just because, it is that kind of love for people that I want to impart onto other people, because it is my love for God that has influenced and shaped my love for people. And I just thought that coming out with this book would help me to have the love for myself that I give to other people. And it didn't. Like, that's something I gotta figure out. And yeah. Whew. I know this has been heavy, I'm sorry, but thanks for sitting in the heaviness with me. So I say all that to say, just to, you know, I'm just trying to be more honest and transparent. I really do believe the good things are coming. You know, like, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm an author, but I just think of life in terms of stories. And I think at this point in the story, if I were writing this book, at this point in the story is usually around the time that you're supposed to have some kind of breakthrough. I don't know. We'll see if it happens that way. But I know that good things are coming soon. I know we have great things planned for ministry and what we want to give to you all. And I think the fact that I'm having this conversation with myself and trying to talk to friends of mine about it, I think if I weren't me and I were trying to talk to myself, or if I was hearing myself and I wasn't me, you know what I'm talking about. If I wasn't me and I was hearing what I'm saying, I would point out that the fact that this conversation is even happening is a sign that, like, there's growth. And because there's growth, you will mature and develop, which will then change the way that you interact with other people or even interact with yourself, and thus will shape and grow and change and become better. And so that was a long explanation, just to say I think the fact that, like, I'm having this moment is good for me. And I just appreciate you having this moment with me. So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of share some reflections and just some live thoughts of what I've been thinking through these past couple weeks. Like I said, I believe good things are coming soon. I think we got some good things planned for our ministry. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how our community grows. So thank you for, you know, taking the time and listening to this episode and just tuning in. And I don't even know how many people listen to our podcast anymore, because I haven't been consistent enough. But I am grateful for those, however few of you may be listening, that you've stuck with us in this journey. And I pray you'll continue to stick through this with us. Yes. Yeah, God's got good things planned. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Let us know. Let us know how we can pray for you. Like, seriously, follow us on Instagram at SLJ Ministries. Let us know how we can pray for you. We are always, always praying for the people that God wants us to use, or God wants to use us to reach other people. Like, we're praying, always praying for you all. So let us know how we can pray for you. definitely, you know, follow our YouTube channel, Simply Love Jesus. And if you haven't gotten a copy of the book yet, you can get it. You can scroll right down on our website. You also get it on Amazon. And if you do get it on Amazon, please leave a review. It really would mean a lot to me and our team as we try to kind of put our ministry more and more out there. But overall, you know, it's, we just appreciate you, and we're just grateful for the opportunity to serve you. Again, good things are coming. I'm really excited. It's going to be good.